Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, I would put this in the category of stories that should be covered a little bit more. And in fact, this morning, Fox was covering this quite a bit. The Secret Service says that it has dismantled a massive network of electronic devices in the New York City area that they believe were used to threaten officials. And this is the part where it gets a little freaky, was capable of cyber attacks that could knock out large sections of cellular communications. This is what the Secret Service said earlier.
Encrypted. Anonymous, which means that it could theoretically text the entire nation in 12 minutes. So that's, you know, that's problematic. Not to mention all the other things, taking out cell towers, denying services, and criminal organizations and foreign governments using it to run their organizations.
I don't think that sounds very good. And by the way, they discovered communications equipment, including more than 300 servers and 100,000 SIM cards.
Definitely nation state, foreign governments. Communicating over that network to known criminals in the United States and known organized crime, known cartels and terrorist groups were using this network to run their communications anonymously and encrypted.
George Rosenthal is always one of our go-to experts on all this cybersecurity stuff. He's with ThrottleNet.com. George, this is crazy stuff. And again, I think it's a little undercovered considering the seriousness of the threats here.
Hi, by the way. This is so undercovered. They're calling it the largest, most sweeping communications threat ever uncovered. And it is. I mean, this is a complete clandestine cellular network operating throughout the entire New York City area on its own, piggybacking off of towers that took millions of dollars to build this system over five different sites. So this is not some run-of-the-mill deal. This is professional, real-deal stuff. But what's terrifying about this is that it's ready to go to take over, A, the entire communications system of New York City, B, have its own communications encrypted and private for the bad guys, all of which can be triggered instantaneously when a terrorist attack happens. So you have another major terrorist attack, and now you shut down all communications, 911, everything. You can complete, and then at the same time, you're allowing the bad guys to talk to each other without anyone knowing it.
Yeah, I mean, look, this is frightening. They say, this is what the New York field office guy, Matt McCool, said, this network had the potential to disable cell phone towers and essentially shut down the cellular network in New York City. These are always kind of the things that we talk about in the background, George. You and I have talked about, you know, and I've been, I'll be honest with you, I've been a little shocked, knock on the microphone, that we have not had a bigger, not that we haven't had some, you know, major cybersecurity threats, but something along these lines. I mean, the good news here is they found this and they uncovered it.
Yes.
And that's good. The bad news is you can't tell me this is the only attempt at doing something like this.
You and I are thinking exactly the same, because that was exactly what I'm telling you. This, if you're telling me this isn't happening at all other major cities around the country,
right,
you're kidding yourself. You're kidding yourself. I mean, this is 100,000 SIM cards running at the same time, acting as if tens of thousands of cell phones I mean, here you're talking about 30 million text messages a minute. There is no system that we have that can handle that. You're talking about denial of service of the entire communication system of our largest city. To wrap your head around that, and it was ready, the trigger's ready to be pulled any time. Luckily, they found this. But my goodness, I mean, this is it takes millions of dollars. I did some research on the amount of equipment that's out there and what it costs. It is millions and millions of dollars to build this. This is not, you know, Joe Schmo runs across the border and he's got a couple of guys. Like, this is a major deal. So God knows what's coming up or what kind of terrorist threats they've stopped, and thank God they have. But if that ever happens again and they can shut down the communications, you're doubling, if not tripling, the amount of chaos and death and problems that can happen from that. And we've got to start thinking like the criminals and start looking for this kind of stuff way before we stumble upon it. I mean, the reason we stumbled upon this was that some encrypted hidden phone calls were made to U.S. officials in the spring. So this has been being searched for since
for a
April,
while,
May.
Yeah. So they say some of this stuff is nuts. They said the network had the ability to send 30 million anonymous text messages per minute. It could also carry out large-scale denial-of-service attacks that overwhelm a target with fake communications traffic, potentially interfering with the ability of emergency workers or police to respond to a scene. So, you know, I guess one question I would have is, you know, we know what happened after 9/11 and we saw these things that kind of fell through the cracks and we corrected and then we overcorrected, of course, with the Department of Homeland Security. That's another story altogether. But, you know, sitting back here in a radio studio in St. Louis, I'd like to think that the government has the ability to understand and be aware that these things could happen. So there are backup plans for communications, but something tells me there's not a lot of depth on the backup plans when something this potentially nefarious and harmful could happen.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think there are two main areas of our infrastructure that need immediate attention. Number one is the electrical grid. And now, obviously, number two is our communication system. Because if you can take out our largest city's communications in five different locations around the city, that is terrifying for everyone else. It should be terrifying for this entire country. That we start looking at the power grid and we take care of our communications. Because can you imagine in pure chaos, it was already bad enough at 9/11 when you had different agencies that couldn't talk to each other over radio frequencies.
Right.
You're talking about now shutting down all the data networks across all systems.
I hope that this would be something that's going to guard. Look, again, it was a hot story this morning. I know Jimmy Kimmel's back and there's Trump at the UN, but I hope this gets some attention to the point where there's, you know, congressional hearings and some questions are asked about, you know, not necessarily maybe this operation, but all the potential threats in an operation like this, because it deserves attention. George, you're always great. Thank you so much for joining on and jumping on here this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, you guys. Have a great rest of the day.
All right, take care. It is frightening, and we'll continue to, you know, give you information on that. The new St. Louis County Prosecutor, Melissa Price-Smith, is in the studio with me coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam, so you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.